What's going on, everybody? Robert, shooting a Sith here. What's up, man? Whatever. So, The Mandalorian has been back on for the last 3 weeks. Now, I know I haven't done the reviews. I kind of been unsure if I want to do the reviews or continue doing the reviews. I did the first one. I got a minimal amount of views. I'm not a big review guy to begin with. I normally don't review like everybody else does, beat by beat and all that such. And I just, I don't know. That's besides the point. I may do review. I may not. We'll see what happens moving forward. I may, you know, one day get caught up with the reviews, do a couple here and there and get caught up on them. But if not, it is what it is. Now, for those of you who are not aware of what Shootin' the Sith is, Shootin' the Sith is the spoiler versus premiere. Yes, I said premiere. Premiere Star Wars podcast. And I wanted to discuss the Mandalorian's big controversy that came out of last week's episode where I think it's called the Heiress. The one where Bo-Katan showed up. Spoilers, Bo-Katan showed up and helped the Mandalorian in a pickle that he was in, who then returns the favor in helping Bo-Katan and Clan Kraz into, or Kriz Kraz or Kriz, and obtaining an Imperial ship, which we come to find out that she was actually looking for the Darksaber among belonging or among what was in the ship. And we know that Moff Gideon holds the Darksaber. We saw that at the end of season one. So we will see where that goes from here. Now, the controversy. Look, Star Wars fandom is what it is. All right. People love Star Wars. People hate Star Wars. There's always something going on within Star Wars, within the fandom of Star Wars, that is. You know, there's always people who are going to sit there and complain about something. That's essentially what this is here. The complaints, the controversy that popped up over on within the fandom. I first saw it on Twitter early in the week, and it's kind of grown from there. And it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. People, like, come on. I love Star Wars. And I will as well nitpick at things here and there, especially as time goes on and I start to realize that, you know, especially with the sequel trilogy, some things that came about within the sequels aren't necessarily held up from one movie to another and what have you. But it's all in good fun with me. I never have an issue with, like, if you want to love the sequels. That's you're right. That's what you're supposed to do. Star Wars is something to be enjoyed. If you don't enjoy it, then whatever. Don't make it your identity and being a basher of Star Wars or the fandom or those who are within the fandom. It's just ridiculous. And that is exactly what happened here this week after chapter 11 of The Mandalorian. I should get to what the controversy is, I guess. So, the big addition to this season so far is the addition of Bo-Katan, played by the magically talented Katee Sackhoff. And what's great about Katee Sackhoff is, well, she did the voice of Bo-Katan in both the Clone Wars as well as Rebels. So having her come and portray the character in live action, I think, is absolutely incredible and just a magnificent choice to do that. The only issue, and this is not the controversy, but the only issue is her age, because she looks much younger than she probably would actually be according to the Star Wars timeline. But you know what? Who cares? You know, if people want to worry about age, it is what it is. This isn't a big controversy I want to talk about, but it does have to do with Bo-Katan, in that people, yes, there are people upset that a woman, Mandalorian woman, has Mandalorian armor that forms to her breast. And that is the controversy. That is what's going on with this fandom. You know, why? Why is it such a big deal? People are literally losing their minds because a character has boobs and her armor forms to her breast. It's mind-boggling to me. It is absolutely outrageous to think that people were going to sink that low to find any reason to complain about Star Wars. And that's what's going on here. And you know, I talk about it time and time again that the fandom is not about, you know, the negativity, but that's all we see anymore. And it's just, it's mind-numbingly annoying. Especially when it's something as ridiculous as Bo-Katan having breastplate armor made out of Beskar. Come on. Really? Look, I can name off probably 50 other things that should be a controversy within the Star Wars universe, especially in the sequel trilogy, that they're going to sit there and talk about a breastplate on a Mandalorian art. Like, come on. Come on, guys. Look, I don't get it. I don't get it. With that, The Mandalorian has been fantastic. It has been amazing thus far this season. It's been a fun ride. I mean, episode 2 I felt was a little bit of a filler episode, but when you get a Dave Filoni series, you're going to get filler episodes. It's what he does. You know, I was reading an interesting bit of an article over at Star Wars News. I believe it was Star Wars News Net. And they're talking about The Mandalorian and how it has to slow down. And they're not wrong. I mean, the beauty of Star Wars has always been how deep the story can go and does go. And The Mandalorian just seems to kind of zip through the story, adding a bunch of filler to make it feel more bloated. And I think they need to sit back and go, you know what, let's let this breathe a little bit. That episode this past week was a phenomenal episode. And I mean, there wasn't a moment where I wasn't, I watched it 3 times. That's how much I enjoyed it. And here's the thing. I watched it 3 times because it was only, what, 38 minutes long? 37 minutes long? Something like that? Or 34, maybe. I mean, that's all it was. That's why I watched it 3 times, because I could watch it 3 times within an hour. Well, not really. In an hour and a half. I mean, that is telling me that they can make good content. They could get people sitting on Disney Plus longer if the show, the episodes were a bit longer. And I get production cost. I get that. But episode 2, go back to that for a second. Look at episode 2. 44-minute episode of nothing. There was nothing of any substance in that episode. There was nothing that pushed the story forward. So we're talking about 44 minutes of fluff, of not even fluff, of just filler. You take that 44 minutes and you divvy it up to some of the episodes that are a little bit shorter and let that build and expand out a little bit more. Yeah, you may only get 6 episodes in a season, but each episode's going to be an hour long. To me, I would rather that. I would much rather each episode be an hour long as opposed to an episode being 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, give me an episode, a consistent time frame for an episode. That's my only real complaint with The Mandalorian. And you know, I read that article over at Star Wars News Net, and I was like, hey, you know, We all talked about it last season, but we really didn't demand. We were just like, man, you should make it longer. And then just went back to, oh, look at the child, Baby Yoda. I don't know why they do the weird voices, but to me, I think that's something that is worth exploring on Disney's side or Lucasfilm's side of things. It's cool to see this concept art. The episode, you know, or chapter 10, it came from Ralph McQuarrie stuff with the spiders, concept art of this. And I mean, I get it. You know, it's cool to see that stuff. But do we need it? I don't think we do. You know, you could stick that in somewhere else or make the story, make it actually relevant in that point in time. Like, come on. Actually give us a reason to watch an episode. Because I can tell you right now, watch season 2, I'm going to skip that episode. There's no rewatchability to those filler episodes, just like I did with the Clone Wars, just like I did with Rebels. I skipped those filler episodes because it doesn't add anything to the story, you know? So don't rush the great episodes, the episodes that are awesome, to then turn around and give us a 40-minute filler episode. That's not what we want. That's not what Star Wars fans want. That's not what anybody wants. And that's with any television show. You know, it just so happens that other television shows on actual TV, they have time they have to fill. You know, a sitcom, a 30-minute sitcom, you know, half-hour sitcom, really is only about 22 minutes long, and they have to fill those 22 minutes every single week. You know, an hour long, you're looking at a 44-minute, 45-minute, 46-minute, you know, time slot that they actually have to fill, where the rest of it's filled with commercials and other stuff. So there's no reason why, with no commercials, with no need to fill 12 weeks worth of content, 24 weeks worth of content, Lucasfilm doesn't sit there and can't go, you know what, let's maybe shorten it 2 weeks, a week, those filler episodes, let's give them to the other stuff, let's build on this story, let's expand the main story more, and move from there. You know, it makes me wonder what the controversy was behind the scenes, because while I do not believe that there was any real controversy in regards to Pedro Pascal leaving the role of the Mandalorian, of Din Djarin, I do believe that there was some controversy behind the scenes. There is some truth to Lucasfilm trying to change or get Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau to change the format in a way and how to push forward with the show. And I think maybe it could be because of that or something in that regard. Those Villain of the Week episodes. Here's the thing. You know, I always go back to Smallville. Smallville is a great example of this. Smallville's first two seasons were Villain of the Week. There was a small overarching story of him, you know, discovering his abilities, who he is. Obviously, the soap opera stuff with him and Lana and Chloe and all this stuff. But we noticed there was a big shift in the middle of season 2, season 3, where this Villain of the Week stuff kind of went to the wayside. And while because they had to fill 20-some weeks of content, we would still get that Villain of the Week occasionally, they went more to an overarching story driving every episode as opposed to these filler episodes. And Small was a good example of that. I mean, you see it now on the CW with their shows again. You know, The Flash, Supergirl, all that stuff. To me, and I get, like I said, when it comes to network television, when it comes to cable television shows, it makes sense because they have to fill 22 weeks. But come on. This is a streaming service. They have all the control in the world. you're getting your money from us no matter what. You know, there's no reason. You don't have to go 8 weeks if you don't have the content. And then expand the fun episodes. That last episode, it could have expanded that a lot more. They could have had some more interesting conversations between Bo-Katan and the Mandalorian, maybe discussing, you know, the differences in the types of sects within the Mandalores, you know, why there's, like, Bo-Katan can remove her helmet, and why the Mandalorian can't. Maybe dive more into that. Maybe discuss more what Bo-Katan's goal is. Or give us a little tease at the end. Stop showing him fly away every episode. Every single episode, he's in space flying somewhere else. Like, I get they're trying to make it like an old Western where, you know, at the end of the Western, you'd see the hero riding off into the sunset. And they're kind of doing that here, but, you know, we know what the Mandalorian is at this point. We know what it is. We've seen 10 episodes, you know, nearly 8 to 10 hours worth of content. 11 episodes, you know, I mean, at this point, we know what it is. So just give us something like, I think it would have been really cool if they would have shown him take off from the planet. It's going to be a long ride, you know, and we see the planet in the background where he's going to meet Ahsoka Tano. There's just so much they could do. And it's just so aggravating that they are so reluctant to doing it and making it better than it is, because it's a damn good show. I give them that. But there is so much more they could do to make it so much better. And I, being a Star Wars fan, want to see them do better. Be interesting to find out what they're doing with Ahsoka. You know, is Ahsoka going to take the child to Skywalker? Does she even know who Skywalker is? Has she met Skywalker? We don't even know that. Imagine that. Come on, man. Wow, I just did that. But come on, like, think about it. Think about it. Ahsoka Tano's master was Anakin Skywalker. Imagine her meeting Luke Skywalker. Ah, come on. It writes itself, and I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It could happen. I have no insight on that. But imagine. Oh. It hits. It hits right here, guys. It really does. Thank you for watching. Let me know what you think about the current controversy of the Mandalorian boobs. It's ridiculous. Let me know what you think about them slowing down the storytelling process a little bit, letting things flesh out and be a little more explained, getting rid of those filler episodes as well. Let me know what you think about that in the comments. Hit me up on the Twitters at @RSLevinsky or at @BridgeGeekdoms. Make sure you head over to spoilerverse.com. You can find more from Shoot the Sith and all of our network partners there. Thanks for watching, and may the force be with you.